Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Temperatures may be below zero, but that doesn't mean you need to stay inside. There are lots of outdoor winter activities to explore in Wisconsin, like snowshoeing and cross-country skiing. For this month's Wandering Wisconsin, we'll tell you about a way you can enjoy one of our state's most popular winter activities, snowmobiling. WUWM's Becky Mortensen is joined by Amanda Weibel with Travel Wisconsin and Tom Anderson, the CEO of the World Championship Derby Complex in Eagle River. He shares about the upcoming Snowmobile Derby and why Eagle River is a great place for snowmobile enthusiasts to visit this January.
Tom and Amanda, welcome to Lake Effect. Thank you for joining me for our first Wandering Wisconsin of 2025.
Glad to be here.
Okay, same here.
To start, Tom, how would you describe the World Championship Snowmobile Derby to someone who has never been to it or maybe has never seen any kind of winter sport competition?
Well, if they're familiar with any kind of racing and they're familiar with the Indianapolis 500 that happens every spring, that Indy 500 is known as the epitome and the top race of the auto industry. The same applies to the Derby. It is known as the top race in the snowmobile racing era. If you win at the Eagle River, it's akin to winning the Indy 500 championship.
What can people expect to see and experience if they come to the Derby?
World-class professional snowmobile racing. These are the top racers. They have to qualify to get to Eagle River. They go through a long series of elimination heats. It's a four-day event, culminating in a world championship on Sunday. However, there are 40-some different classes that they race snowmobiles on, different size engines, different size suspensions, and different things of that nature. But the big race is on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, where we crown the, this year will be the 62nd world champion. This is the epitome. These are the big guys. This is the most professional snowmobile racing that exists in the country.
And I'm from the Midwest, so I know that snowmobiling is a very popular winter sport, but I didn't realize how big of a deal it is in Eagle River. They're actually known as the snowmobile capital of the world. So why is that?
Well, that connotation, Amanda, came across from the Derby race, of course, being the World Championship Derby race. It is the largest winter sports activity in northern Wisconsin during the wintertime. Eagle River is a big tourism town in the summer, but in the wintertime, it all boils down to the Derby. The Derby is the big tourism attraction. Also, there are over 450 miles of professionally groomed snowmobile trails in and around the Eagle River area, the Vilas and Oneida County area. This is a tourism town, and it's based on tourism. There are plenty of motels, hotels, resorts. Many are open in the winter to service the snowmobile and cross-country skiing tourism. So Eagle River was a natural to have the World Championship Derby there and a natural then to become the snowmobile capital of the world.
And the first snowmobile was invented not far from Eagle River. Can you share the history of the first motor toboggan?
That was by a gentleman named Carl Elison, who unfortunately was born with what we call a club foot. Carl was an outdoor guy, loves to get out, hunt, walk in the woods, which was not much of a problem in the summertime for him. But come winter in the deep snows, he could not handle snowshoes or the deep snow. However, his father had a hardware store in the town of Saner, about 15 miles east or west, rather, of Eagle River. And Carl was an inventive type person. He liked to work things with his hands. He took a old toboggan frame, cut it down in the middle, mounted a outboard motor at that time from outboard motors on the front of it, adapted that to a chain drive system, cooled it by a radiator from an old Model T Ford, put skis on the front of it with a rope to turn them, and the thing worked. He was able to go through the snow, 8-10 miles an hour, deep snow. It floated all over in the snow, and Carl was able to go. Well, people saw the first one he made, and I want to buy one. The second one was even better, the third, the fourth, the fifth, and within about 2 or 3 years, He had a crew of four or five people building snowmobiles. Pretty soon, within about 10 or 12 years, Sweden ordered 50 snowmobiles for their military in the country of Sweden. Carl couldn't produce 50 of them. He didn't have the manpower or the facility to do it. So he licensed the production to a company in Chilton, Wisconsin, who went on to build the snowmobile. From there, the snowmobile just developed. More companies took over the design, made better designs, and that's how the snowmobile developed. We celebrated a 100th anniversary here last year, from 1924 to 2024, of the invention of the first snowmobile. It was crude, but it worked. It worked very well.
That's amazing. And I understand at the Derby Complex, people can immerse themselves even further in the history of snowmobiling at the World Snowmobile Headquarters. What could people see and learn there?
The World Snowmobile Headquarters is a headquarters of about five different snowmobile groups all in one. These groups don't have a normal facility, but now we have one in the headquarters. It's home to the International Snowmobile Hall of Fame that honors I think it's 121 people, inventors, designers, trail builders, club organizations, people involved in the consumer end of building the snowmobile program. A lot of these people are never known to anywhere except their local communities, but they are the root of the snowmobile program. They are the developers that made the trails. Then we have the Derby history, a lot of photos of the Derby history. There are 70 some antique and vintage snowmobiles on display, some very unique. Many times the visitors will look at them and say, oh, I wish I had that one. That was my first one, I remember it. So there's a lot of nostalgia in the World Snowmobile Headquarters. A lot of displays of clothing, displays of snowmobile racing championship sleds. It's quite an experience to go through the museum. It's not just a stuffy old museum. It's a very nice put together program.
And as you mentioned, Tom, Eagle River is it's a beautiful part of the state, popular with tourism, but it's January and it's cold. So what are some other things people could do inside to warm up after the Derby?
Oh, after the Derby, it's outside a little bit yet, but the ice castle is built by the fire department every year. It's probably a 30-foot high ice castle made out of ice blocks cut from a local lake. Very gorgeous light inside with very colorful lighting. And every once in a while, you can see a frozen fish in the ice block. But the ice block castle is great for photography for people. Skating rink. We have a light show at the park. The Children's Museum is great to look at. Many, many interactive displays are at the Children's Museum. And of course, we have, because it's a tourism town, plenty of restaurants, great food, all different kinds of variety of food. And so there's a lot to do after the races in the city of Eagle River.
Thanks, Tom. And same question for you, Amanda. What would you recommend people check out while they're in Eagle River?
I also recommend checking out that Northwoods Children's Museum. It's a great place to warm up if you're traveling with kids. They have 26 different hands-on exhibits. Some of the most popular include, they have a fishing pond, they have an art studio, and an old-time grocery store. So it's going to be fun for the kids, but honestly, parents, you're going to have a lot of fun too. If you're looking for more of that snowmobile history beyond the opportunities that Tom already mentioned, you can also visit the Snowmobile Hall of Fame in St. Germain. And that museum features an ever-changing display of historic sleds. And these snowmobiles are used for everything from track and drag racing to watercross and hill climbing. And like I said, they're always changing their display. So even if you've been in the past, you're going to want to go back and check out what they have now. And then, of course, you know, you're in the snowmobile capital of the world. Maybe you want to spend some more time enjoying the outdoors and go on your own snowmobile adventure. So Trackside is one of the local businesses that actually rent snowmobiles. They're really conveniently located right on the trail system for easy access whenever the trails are open. In addition to the sleds, they also rent the jackets, the bibs, the boots, heated helmets, everything that you need so that you are going to be warm and comfortable while you're enjoying the trails.
And Tom mentioned that there's some really good restaurants. Any places you'd recommend for people to check out to grab a drink or a meal?
Absolutely. So a couple of good options. If you want to sip on some great craft beer and hear the local tales of the area, you're going to want to go to Tribute Brewing Company. It's a really cozy spot in Eagle River. And their beers pay homage to the local legends, landmarks, and folktales of the area, like the Barefoot Charlie IPA or the award-winning Blueberry Train Wheat Ale. So that's a really great stop. I also recommend putting Leaf's Cafe on your itinerary for that comfort food that just pairs perfectly with the cold weather. They serve hearty dishes for breakfast and lunch. You're going to find a wide selection of omelets, and they are famous for their chicken and dumplings. So make sure that you save room for that too.
And if people want to enjoy the full 4-day derby and need to find a place to stay, where are some places they could look?
Wild Eagle Lodge is a really excellent choice, honestly, any time of year when you visit Eagle River. That's a year-round resort, and they have accommodations suitable for couples up to travel parties as large as 25. So definitely, if you've got a big group going, Wild Eagle Lodge is a great place to check out, and you're going to have all the comforts and amenities of home. You've got a full kitchen, living rooms, patios. They also have an indoor swimming pool and hot tub. Another great option to look into is Eagle Waters Resort. They have rooms in their lodge, but they also have cabins and condos to choose from. So you're going to want to book early so you can get one of those cabins with a fireplace for that perfect winter in Wisconsin ambiance. And it's also really convenient dining. They have an on-site Eagle Water Supper Club, and their signature dish is their prime rib, which is served nightly along with all the other classics you're going to find on a great supper club menu.
All right, Tom, there are tons of winter activities people can do, but there's something uniquely Wisconsin about snowmobiling. What do you think draws people to the Snowmobile Derby each winter?
It's enjoyable to watch these people come, have fun, enjoy. Those that have indoor seating, fine. But there's also a large contingency that stand on the side hill in the winter, all bundled up and watch the races, cheer, holler, and yell, and they have a great time. It's a big social tourism gathering coming to the Derby track. Much like coming to any other big national event, it's a social gathering here at Eagle River.
And Amanda, same question for you.
Well, snowmobiling is really more than just a pastime in Wisconsin. It's a passion. I think you can hear that in all of the examples that Tom gives about the spirit and the social activity around this Derby event. And the heritage of snowmobiling is so strong here too, from that amazing story of the invention of the motor toboggan that started it all, to the 25,000 miles of trails that we have today. There are generations of families and friends that are making memories and making snowmobiling the cornerstone of these unforgettable winter vacations. And you can see all that heritage, that passion, it comes alive during the Derby. It's this great opportunity to be cheering along with tens of thousands of fans and celebrating, you know, this common passion for snowmobiling that unites everyone.
All right. Amanda and Tom, thank you both for joining me for Wandering Wisconsin.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thanks. Thanks for having us. Appreciate the time.
Tom Anderson is the CEO of the World Championship Derby Complex in Eagle River, Wisconsin. Amanda Weibel is the Communications Officer for Travel Wisconsin. They both joined Lake Effect's Becky Mortensen for a monthly series, Wandering Wisconsin. You can check out our past episodes at WUWM.com or find it as a podcast. The Snowmobile Derby in Eagle River starts January 16th with the main event on Sunday, January 19th.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting WUWM.com/Lake Effect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.